will bring you life. Will bring you life. There is life in light if you will follow the light. There is but one true light. There is but one true light. No matter what anybody says, there is but one true light. And that light is Jesus Christ. And I want you to know ye are the light of this world. The Christians, Brother Junior, are the light of this world. They're the only light, Brother Cremines, that this world has. There is nobody else shining the light, Brother Corbett. I hope God will bless just for a few minutes of time. I feel better today already than I did Sunday. But you know, there's a reason for all things. But Brother Junior, nobody knows how we cry and mourn. They don't have no idea. How I lay awake and cry and mourn. How I drive the roads, Brother Fred, and cry and mourn for God to bless me for His cause and for His glory and honor. Not for my glory and honor, but for Christ's glory and honor. Not for what I do. I don't want no praise and glory and honor. I got a home in heaven waiting me, and that'll be good enough, Brother Junior. That'll be good enough. And those who don't want to work, let them go. If they don't want to work, let them go. Neither should they eat. Neither should they eat. Didn't say they wouldn't, Brother Fred. But neither should they eat. But I'm telling you right now that I love to eat that manna from heaven that come down that a man may eat thereof. And what, Brother Junior? And never die. I've got eternal life. I don't care what they tell me. I don't care where they go. And I don't care what they say, Brother. But I have spiritual knowledge of my soul being saved, Brother Junior. And it's there. And no man can take it away. There's no man can take that away from me, Brother Paul. Now, natural knowledge, it worketh what today? It worketh death of all these things. You ain't got no problem. Natural knowledge does not save no man. But I want you to know all my life, I knew there was a Jesus. But there's a great difference in believing there is one and believing in one. There's difference in daylight and dark. You either believe that He is He and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, or you're going to hell. And that's not the end of you. That is not the end of you. It's easy, Brother Dan, to say I'm saved. It's easy to say it. But let me tell you, you better live it. You better live it, people. You better live it. If you are saved, you will live it because He lives in you. He will keep it, brother. And I want you to know, those who love me will keep my commandments. Not maybe. Not maybe, brother, but they will keep His commandments. What are the commandments, brother? Is it the 10? They're still good. They're still valid, Brother Junior. But you can know them all your life and not break one of them and still die and go to hell. Is that true, Brother Fred? There is people today that actually believe, Brother Dan, if I keep them commandments, I'll be all right. I've got news for you. You have to be born again to be all right. They can't, see. You've got to do that. But they say that. But they say they love them, Brother Junior. They say He loves them. But they say only from her, from their lips. They say from their lips that they love Him, but their heart is far from Him. Folks, today, I love my job. And I love what God give me. And I love doing it, Brother John. Yeah, it gets hard. But I'm telling you right now, I haven't got nothing to complain about, Brother Junior, when I go back under the law and look at them brothers. I ain't got anything to complain about, Brother Fred. Lord, have mercy what they lived through. How they died. Boiled in oil, Brother Junior. Hung upside down. Everything you can think of, they were mistreated, brother. For the cause that was going to come, brother, the cause of Christ, Jesus, today, amen. Will never be left without a witness here on this earth. Absolutely. Never, Brother Junior. No. There'll always be a witness here for Him. Shall he find faith? And He'll find faith when He returns.
Will.
Brethren, what is faith? The Bible defines it, brethren, but it don't even do it justice in a way that I see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I want you to know it's easy to say I got faith, but how about old Abraham, Brother Junior? It's easy to say I've got faith, but do you put your faith into action and let it be shown? Do you do that? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Yes, Brother Fred, today he believed him. God come to him and he told him. He had several traveling with him, Brother Junior. But he had one special one with him. His only little son that he had. Yes, Brother Fred. And I want you to know that God spoke to him, Brother Roger. He said, take your son. Take your son. You see the mountain there? I want you to go to that mountain. And I want you to offer up Isaac. Brother, I'm going to tell you now, we're going to get into allegories here a little bit, Brother Junior. Abraham was an allegory and type of God, and Isaac being a type of Christ. Brother Fred, if I'm wrong, you correct me. But I'm telling you right now, Brother Corbett, God spoke to Abraham and he said, you get Isaac, your son, and you take him to the mountain there and you offer him up, Brother Junior, today, and you all pray for a minute of time. And I want you to know, I didn't have this on my mind when I got up here, but it's all right anyway, you know. And I want you to know, those that were traveling with him, Brother Corbett, he said, you all stay here. You stay right here, and the lad and I shall return. Brother Junior, don't tell me that he didn't believe, Brother Junior, today. But I want you to know, and oh God, will let me show you something in this. They begin to make their way to the mountain, Brother Fred, and they got up on the mountain, and there was wood there, Brother, and everything prepared, Brother Junior. And Isaac began to say, there's everything, but where is the sacrifice? What did Abraham say? Like that, he began to say, brethren, God will provide what, brethren? Today, what will God provide, Brother Junior? God will provide himself a sacrifice. Today, Brother John, what was he talking about, brethren? He was talking about Christ, brother. He wasn't talking about the ram caught in the thicket, Brother Junior. I've heard them preach about that, Brother John, and say that. But I want you to understand today, yesterday, brethren, he wasn't talking about that. But he was prophesying and telling, Brother Fred, that Jesus was going to come. Today, Brother Junior, you all pray just for a few minutes of time. He was saying like this, today, yesterday, that God will provide himself a sacrifice, brother, and today, and Brother Junior, and they went on their way. Don't you know? Don't you believe that Isaac and Abraham returned back, brother, and today? Yesterday, brethren, I want you to know, Brother Fred, you all pray just for a few minutes of time, and today, but God will provide himself a sacrifice, and today, Brother Fred, what was that sacrifice, and today? Yesterday, he read Jesus today, brother. Even back that time, Brother Junior, and today it was already laid out, brother, and Brother John. Oh, Brother Junior, yeah, the crash was going to come, brother, and today, what was he going to come for? And today, there was no other sacrifice, and Brother Doc, that could be found, brother, and today. Oh, Brother John, there was none other found that was worthy. And today, they looked for him, Brother Junior, and they couldn't find them. And today, but I want you to know that God knew all the time, brother, what was going to take place. And today, oh, today, and did God love his son, brother? Yeah, he did. But here's what the Bible said, that God so loved the world that one, and today, that he gave his only begotten son into the world, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, brother. brethren. According to nature, brethren. God couldn't give his son, brethren. But they wasn't natural, brother. I told them Sunday when I got up that God was a spirit, brother Junior. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Oh, brother Roger, that spirit rides with me when I go. It goes with me where I'm at, brother Junior. And then I want you to know I need my spirit revived every now and then. And today, you need revival, brother John. And today, oh, brother Bill, every now and then, every little girl church gets revival. And today, not by me, brother Junior, but by the Spirit of God, brother. And today, he said, my spirit will bear what? Will bear witness with your spirit. And today, and if his spirit bears witness with your spirit, then you know that you are. And now, brother Junior, we're getting a little knowledge here. And today, oh, that you know that you are what, brother Fred, are the sons of God. And today, I want you to know. And today, and if God loves you, he'll chasten you. And today, and he'll let you know you're his son. And today, oh, brother Larry has said to me one time, brother Terry, do you ever get in trouble? And he said, I can hardly believe you get in trouble. And brother Larry, I got news for you. And today, I get in trouble every day that I live. And today, oh, but I want you to know, the longer I live, brother Bill, I know how to get out of it. And brother Junior, I know who to talk to get out of it. And today, do I depend on this man here to be obedient? No, but I depend on this man to become obedient unto the man on the inside, brother Junior. And today, oh, every now and then, I knew what the Bible said, brother, that he put bits in the horse's mouth to do what, brother Junior? To rein the whole body. Was he talking about a horse, brother Junior? No, but he's telling you what, brother, today. Oh, consider a ship, brother Junior, today. It's got one little rudder on it. You turn her to the left, brother, and where does she go? You turn her to the right, where does she go? Jesus is my rudder, brother Junior, today. And he put bits in my mouth, today, to rule the whole body. Sometimes, brother Junior, sometimes I think that he may have to use the old salt bits every now and then, like we use on the mule. You remember him, brother Junior, today. Oh, but I tell you what, he brings me in line, brother Fred. And he tells me what to do. And you know what? I don't rebel against him in the inside. The outward man sometimes will rebel, Brother Junior. But I'll tell you what, the outward man ain't going anyway the way he is, Brother Fred. Oh, here's what the Bible said. Ain't nothing going up that didn't want to first come down. What come down, brother, today? I'll tell you what come down today. The soul, brother, today. And I want you to know the Bible said the soul that sinneth shall what, brother Junior? Oh, brother, the soul that sinneth shall surely die, brother, today. How many souls belong to him, brother Bill? Here's what he said, brother Bill. He said, all souls are mine today. He owns them all, brother Junior, today. Oh, but brother Bill, there's some out there that their soul is dead, brother. They've died. Why? Today, they failed to believe in God, brother Junior. That's why they died, brother Larry. Oh, but I tell you, one morning I was made alive. How was made alive, brother, today? How was you made alive, brother? By the Spirit. And somebody said, yes, brother Terry, did you know anything about it, brother? I was there. And I want you to know, brother John, they taught me from years and years that I had to pray a long time. Now, I was taught it, Brother Junior. I want you to know, today, Brother Fred, I was taught that I had to travel a long ways. Oh, and I also heard them say, the farther down the road you go, the farther you got to come back. I want you to know that's erroneous, Brother Junior, today. Oh, Brother Dan, I never had time to come back that far. But you know what? God plucked me up, Brother Junior, right out of the middle of that road today. And I want you to know, brethren, we've let things be taught, Brother Junior, but never again will I let them be taught. Never again will you let it be taught in this church. Oh, when God saved me, it didn't take Him 2 years. It didn't take Him 5 minutes, brother. Instantaneously, I was saved. And I want you to know, and that Brother Junior, he was taught and thought heavily about these things. I want you to know, yeah, Brother Terry, do you believe in an overnight sensation? Today, I don't know how long it takes, Brother Junior, for a man to deny himself. But I'll tell you what, it took me a while to deny myself. But I'll tell you what, it don't take God long to save you. And that's the way it is. Oh! Brother Fred, I'll tell you why today. Jesus died for the sin of the whole world, brother. He died for them all, Brother Corbett. And I want you to know, Brother Corbett, I didn't mean to disturb your mind this evening in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Therefore now, leaving the principle and doctrine of Christ, Brother Junior, that you get in pretty deep there today. Why would we want to leave the doctrine and the principles of Christ? Because we're going to go into perfection, Brother Junior. We're going to go into perfection. I want you to understand today that Christ is perfect, brother. Don't you worry about the doctrine of laying on of hands, Brother Junior, and a baptism, and all these things today. Oh, they've got plenty of doctrine going around. And there's one church that even says, if you're not put in the water, you're going to hell. Brother Junior, they preach it now, brother. Don't you never doubt it. But I'll tell you what, I believe, Brother Bill, that a man will be baptized if he goes to heaven. What do you mean by that, brother? I believe he'll be baptized by the fire and by the Holy Ghost, brother. That one that John told him about. He said, I indeed baptize you with water. But there's one coming after me. Oh, Brother Fred, there's one coming after me whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to stoop down and latch. He shall baptize you with what, Brother Junior? With the fire and the Holy Ghost. Oh, brethren, it can't be bought with money, Brother Fred. It can't be bought with them things. There's a man tried to buy the Holy Ghost one time, wasn't he not, Brother Junior? He was a sorcerer, was he not? He bewitched down people for a long time. And they told him, hell yeah, they'd been get the Holy Ghost, Brother Fred. He said, he went and offered them money, Brother Junior. And now, brother, I want you to know now, brethren, this man had already been baptized by them, Brother Junior. And that's the truth, Brother Junior, today. Oh, she thought he had it all, brethren. Yeah, but he seen the power of the Holy Ghost, and he wanted it. He missed that, brethren, having control over them people, Brother Junior. He said, here's money, give me that today. And he said, you neither had no part in this lot, Brother Junior, today. Oh, today, I'm telling you right now, if that man wasn't saved, Brother Fred, he wasn't saved. He went to the water today. I've took some snakes in the water and baptized them, Brother Junior, not knowing it today. Somebody said, I don't believe that today. Brother Junior, their life didn't prove what they were today. Did you know you had a snake in your hand at the time? No, I didn't know it, Brother Bill, but I'm telling you right now, Brother John, what is a serpent, brother? He is no good, brethren. He represents evil, Brother Junior. He represents evil. And I'm telling you right now, you can't buy the Holy Ghost. You can't purchase it with money. Hell to thee, but I tell you what, my Jesus loved you so much. My Jesus loved you so much, Tony. Here's what he said. I'm going away, but I'll pray to the Father that he'll send you another comforter. Oh, Ghost, Brother Fred, which is what, Brother? The Holy Ghost or the Spirit, whatever you want to call it, Brother. What will it do, Brother Fred? It'll comfort you today. Oh, Brother Larry, it'll walk with you. It'll talk with you. It'll make you preach, Brother. It'll make you testify about Him. And today, and I want you to know, somebody said the old Baptist ain't got no testimony. And today, if your life ain't a testimony, Brother, and today, you ain't got it, Brother, Brother Kenny. Oh, today, have that old brother that got out of a dead sleep and today, and begin to sing the song. Oh, Brother Friend, where did you get that song, Papa? Don't you see the angel there? I got that song from them angels. And today, Brother Junior, don't tell me that man ain't got it, Brother. And today, he's got it, Brother. And today, oh, Brother Cremaine, I felt the flow of him from his breast to mine. And I know he's got what he needs to carry him across the river. Brother Fred, talked with him a long time and come to find out old Brother Malin Burke was their relative. Brother Junior, old Brother Palmer Burke was the relative off of Long Fork in Virgie Crept there in Pike County, Kentucky. That didn't make them Christians. But I'll tell you what, I come to find out, Brother Junior, oh, years ago, I'd made a song for him and sent to him and didn't even know him. But he knew me. It's like the little woman that said, would you get Brother Junior to make me a CD today? Oh, people, your work is going on today. Let it be good today. Let it be good, Brother Fred. And I said, I didn't know I even made the tape for him. It was for somebody, but I didn't know who. Brother Fred, you know, but you know you sang to him. And he lays up his little arm, Brother Junior. They ain't much bigger than just a little bitty legs. And he's about faded away to nothing. But when he raises his arms, he's praising the King. He's praising the King. And our spirit's leaving. It's better than it was Sunday, Brother Larry. It's good. But I'm happy anyway. Brother Junior, never got like that in my life. But I preach very few times in my life. In a year, if you want to know the truth about it. Really, really preach. I preach. But better you can count on your hands when I get where on top. You don't know it. They don't know it.
It's a blessing every,
blessing every time. Somebody said, well, that brother's blessed every time. Sometimes I can see the failures and feel the failures that they can't see and feel. You believe that, Brother Fred?
I know it to be a fact.
That's not a failure. That's not where they wanted to get.
Yeah.
But that old brother, them grandsons, said, Papa, we'd like to learn that song. Where did you get that song?
Yeah,
the angels give me that song.
Wow.
They'll probably never learn that song, Brother Junior. They may, but I don't know.
I doubt it.
They may never learn that song. But what God gives you, brother, will stay. Will stay with you. Will stay with you. Are you ready to go to heaven? It don't make no difference where you are or not. You're going to go. We're going to go one place or the other.
Right. Yeah.
Whether you're ready to go to heaven or ready to go to hell, you're going to go one of the two of them.
Ready for one of them.
You better get ready to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You don't have to do nothing to go to hell. You don't have to do one thing to go to hell. They sit there and not believe. But I made preparation, Brother John, to go on the other side. And I'm going on the other side when he calls. And I want you to know your life, your living, people, is showing something to people.
Absolutely.
You better let your light shine. You can't make it, Brother Junior.
No, but you can let it shine.
You can let it shine. You can let it shine. Brother, study the Scriptures. Study them. I study them all the time. I study them. I listen to them. There probably ain't another CD in my truck but the Bible. It's all ever in there hardly. That's what I listen to. And I've learned a lot. And I've got a lot to learn. But listen, folks. Salvation is simple. Is that what he said? Of Jesus. You must believe. He didn't say you had to pray for 10 years. It didn't say you had to do any of these things. Amen. But you will pray. I promise you, you will.
Yeah.
What is prayer?
Sincere.
Did you sincerely desire to be saved, Brother Junior?
Amen.
Huh? Somebody said praying won't save you. It's a sincere desire of your heart, brethren.
Can't get saved without it.
You can't get saved without it. How can you? Brother Bill? Coburn?
Amen.
People say, prayer, I'm talking about prayers from your mouth will not save you.
No.
Prayers from your lips will not save you.
Yeah.
But prayer from your heart,
amen,
with the heart, what? Man believe. Now let's get it in order. With the heart man believeth. Now, if he didn't believeth, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now it didn't say you confess him and then believe, did it? Huh? With the heart, man believeth, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. People today are standing up and say, I believe. I'm saved. If they believe from their heart, they are. But if they believe from the head, it won't hold. It won't hold, Brother Bill Coburn. And I'm a firm believer, going to read in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, I'm a firm believer that Christ will not be put on that cross again.
I know he won't. No.
Are you, Brother Paul?
No, he knows.
I don't believe, Brother Junior, they'll put him to an open shame. Do you?
No, it ain't going to happen.
It just ain't going to go on, brother.
Nowhere in the universe.
Nowhere. And they that crucified him, they said they had killed him. As far as they was concerned, they had. But they did not kill our Lord, Brother Junior. They did not kill him. He laid his life down. He said, I've got the power to lay it down, and I've got the power to take it up. And he said, you tear this temple down, and in 3 days I'll rear it up. 46 years we've been building this thing, Brother Junior. 46 years, Brother Corbett, we've been building this thing, and you're going to rear it up in 3 days. I bet they thought that man's crazy. But he was not talking about Solomon's temple or no other temple. He was talking about his body, Brother Junior. He was talking about his body. And his body was going to be in the heart of the earth for that time, and he was going to raise it up again, brethren. Don't you get your song. And when he come out of that tomb, brethren, don't you never doubt, like Brother Milburn preached here. Did y'all get his sermon the last time he was here? I did, Brother June, you did. He said, did you remember his sermon? He said, you go out to eat. When you get done eating, if you're done eating, you just throw that old napkin down anyway. If you're going to come back and eat some more, you fold it up real neat, put it down there where you can come back and use it again. Huh? What did they find in there, Brother Fred? Found it laying in there, folded neat. Brother Dan?
I'm coming back, buddy.
I'm coming back.
I'm
coming back, Brother Fred. What am I coming for? Yesterday, brother, he's coming back to get his people. Yesterday, Brother Junior, what's he going to do with them? Going to put them on a train or a bus? No, brethren. Yesterday, he's going to put them on a cloud, Brother Junior. Brother Bill, I'm going to be on that cloud. Yesterday, brethren, I want you to know I'm like old Brother Bentley down in Lewis County. He said, one day I'm going to take a plane air ride. I've never taken an airplane ride, but I'm going to take a plane air ride. Yesterday, brother, I'm going to get on that cloud. I'm going home. And I want you to know I won't need the bits in my mouth no more, Brother Junior, because why? Yesterday, I have a brand new body, Brother Junior. And today, a nature will be done away with, and I'll get a spiritual body. Who's it going to be like? Yesterday, it'll be like Jesus, brother. It'll be like Him. And brethren, I want you to know, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant, Brother Junior, concerning them that are asleep, that what? God, that you sorrow not, that God will bring them with Him. Ouch to thee, brethren. Ouch you to know. You can bury me in the deepest grave you want to. You can put me in the greatest vault you want to. But this body's going back to the dust from where it came, brother. But I want you to know. Ouch, you'll sow me in weakness, but I'll be raised in power. You'll sow me a natural body, and I'll be raised a spiritual body. Ouch to thee. And Job said, and I raise in his likeness, then I will be satisfied. Today, I want you to understand, I'm not satisfied here in the flesh, but every now and then, Brother Junior, they tell me I'm not singing the song, but when I'm in the spiritual way, I'm singing a spiritual song, Brother Junior. Else today, and when I'm in that way, I'm walking the highway, Brother Fred. I'm walking down the street, Brother. Don't tell me today that I ain't been the lion's whelp and never trotted, the vulture's eye I've never seen it. But only what, brother? Help to thee. Only the redeemed of the Lord will get on this highway. Are you waiting to get to heaven to get on that highway? Help to thee, brethren. If you don't get a little taste of it here, brethren, you're not going to get the get the thing when you get over there. I'm walking on the road. Who put you on that road? The Bible said, Brother Junior, else today to seek out what, brethren? To seek what? For the old path. And when you find it, walk you therein. Brother Junior, they don't read. They don't know what they're talking about. And today, else today, if you wasn't able to walk in it, He wouldn't have told you.
That's right.
I'm walking in the way the Lord leads me. The Lord leads me where He wants me to go. And I want you to know today that I want you to understand today I don't have to be beat over the head 50 times before I know I've done something wrong. And I want you to know I'm like Brother Jimmy Hall said, I don't believe a man has to be old enough to draw Social Security before God comes to him, brother. Else today, I want you to know, I believe, brethren, today, when a man comes to know to do good and do it not to him sin, and at that time, he dies, Brother Junior, today. Else today, and if he dies, he needs a resurrection, Brother Fred.
Absolutely, needs to be saved.
He needs a resurrection. Blessed is he that what, Brother Junior? Have part. Now, I didn't say all of it, Brother Junior, but have part in the first resurrection as upon such the second death shall what? Have no power. What is the second death? It's a lake of fire, Brother Junior. Brethren, today, listen here. I'm not going there, brethren, because I had part in that first resurrection. Ouch today. On Interstate 64, I got a resurrection today because I was dead, Brother Junior. And now I'm alive because of what? Because of Jesus Christ. And today, I'm walking in newness of life, brethren. They tell me I don't know nothing. But the old man is dead, Brother Junior.
Amen.
The old man is dead. I'm walking in a newness of life, and the new man's on the same road.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So listen here. Are you walking the road, or are you just pretending to walk? Yes, Brother Junior, man knows. Man knows whether he's right or whether he's wrong.
I believe he does. I'm sure he does.
Like Brother Junior said the other night, they want you to know when you're lost, you're just as smart as you can be. But when you get saved, you're dumber than a rock. And today, else today, brethren, I don't believe that, brethren. And today, the Bible says to know God is eternal life. I'm not waiting on it, Brother Junior. I've already got it. And today, else today, brethren, too many people wishy-washy saying this and that to other. But I'm telling you, my Christ is alive. He lives in me. And today, and He tells me what to do. Listen, brethren, I didn't mean to be this hard, Brother Junior, but I'd rather be like this and be like I was Sunday. But Brother Fred, here's what I'm telling you. I'm preaching for life because I've got life. I'm telling you about life. Jesus is life. And there is life in that light, Brother Junior.
Amen.
If you follow that light. Here's what John said about it. They come to him, Brother Junior, and they said like this, are you the light? Are you the one? But he said, no, I'm not that, but I come to do what? I'm come to bear witness of that light, that it'll do what, Brother Fred? Helps to do that light of how many men, Brother Fred? How many men? Don't tell me, Brother Bill Coburn, that they won't know him. They said they all shall know me from the least to the greatest. You needn't go to house telling them of me, but sure they shall know me. Yesterday, how many men will it light, Brother Corbin? Every man, every woman that comes into the world will see that light. But what would they do with that light? I used to be a coon hunter, Brother Junior. We're going to close. We'd be off somewhere. Somewhere a long way in the woods, Brother Corbett, and we'd be lost, and somewhere we'd look down there, and there's a light, Dad, down there. He said, son, we better follow that light if we're going to get back home. And today, yesterday, it may take us 2 miles away from the truck, Brother Junior, but we'd get to there and we'd know where we was at. We could get there from there. Because why? We followed to where the light went to. And there was civilization there. And they'd say, yeah, Mr. Bryant, you go right back up this road here and you walk a couple of miles, you get to where you want to go to. Yes, today, but in the woods, brother, in the nighttime, you get turned around sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And I was on the wrong road. I was on the wrong road. Brother Dan, but I'll tell you what, when there was, as Brother David said, the old coat, when there was a new one presented to view, I laid off the old coat and Jesus put on the new. Who was the new? Jesus was the new himself. I am walking in the newness of life because of Jesus' blood. Cleansed me from my sins. It cleansed you. Every man, I've heard them say, Jesus' blood was spilled. It wasn't spilled, Brother Junior. It wasn't spilled. It wasn't wasted. He shed his blood. You think there's a big difference in shed and spilled? Huh? Did you ever study it, Brother Kenny? There's a big difference in shedding and spilling. When my old dog I used to have, he'd shed off his winter coat. He's the prettiest thing ever was. But he had that winter coat on for a reason. To keep him warm, Brother Junior. Keep him warm. Jesus takes care of me in the spring. Takes care of me in the summer. Takes care of me in the fall. And he takes care of me in the winter. Pray that your flight might be when. We're getting into this too much, Brother Junior, but God bless your hearts. God bless your hearts. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for being concerned about me on Sunday. I called Brother Junior after I left church. I felt so bad. I don't want nobody to go to church and not get fed. And I said, I hope Brother Junior got a hold of something to feed them people. Let me tell you something. You go to a church, brother. You go to a church week after week, month after month, and there ain't nothing there. But I'd starve to death. Let me tell you something. Now, Brother Bill, you know that day I got hungry, I found you a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Amen, brother.
I was hungry. I know where Kentucky Fried Chicken was at. I went there and got me some, Brother Junior.
Amen.
Huh? Even the natural man, brother, knows these things. Don't tell me the spiritual man don't know where the water hole's at, brother.
That's right.
Don't tell me that, Brother Fred. I don't believe a word of it, Brother Junior. I'm telling you right now, brother, I know where McDonald's is. I know where Chick-fil-A is very well. I know, honey. I know where these things are. And when I get hungry, I go there and eat, Brother Junior.
Me too, brother. You know where Jesus is. Good God.
And I know where Jesus is at. And I go there to eat, brother. If I went to a church where Jesus wasn't there, and they said they was on a vacation, I'd say he must be on a permanent one. If I'd been there for 6 years and hadn't got a bite, Brother Junior.
Yeah.
Huh? Brethren, today there is a table to eat at. And somebody has to set the table, Brother Junior. Huh? Whose kingdom is it, brother? It's God's kingdom. It ain't ours. It ain't the Little Jewel Church. It ain't the Bethany Church. It's Jesus. It belongs to Him. So if you get hungry, people, if your church is not feeding you, go somewhere where you get something to eat. Go somewhere. Yeah, you may see me again, Brother Bill, at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I got hungry. I found a place, Brother John, and I went there and I ate. Ooh, boy. Ain't it good to be fed, Brother June? Ain't it good to feel the Spirit of God down in your soul, brethren, reviving you and letting you know that you are His son and letting you know that you're not walking in darkness, brother, that you're walking in the light. Brethren, today I'm telling you right now, I'm preaching because I've got life. I give my life to God. And when I give my life to God, He give me eternal life, Brother Junior. And I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. You'll wheel me up here someday, Brother Corby, if time lasts long enough. But I've got news for you. The real man is already gone. Already gone. We stood over that old brother yesterday. I didn't see him leave, Brother John. I didn't see him leave. I didn't see the angel come in, Brother Kenny. But there was one come in there. And he said, Paul, it's time to go. It's time to go.